What's up, guys? What I want to talk about today is a theme that has come up a lot in the last few days with me and some friends, and it's the idea of cynicism. And I'm sitting here and I can't help but delve into some personal situations and insights regarding this issue. And I think it's really at the crux of a lot of, you could say, unhappiness of people today, and it's the root cause of a lot of people's frustrations, and it accounts for a lot of stuff, a lot of a lack of productivity, a lot of unhappiness. Just a lot of stuff comes down to cynicism, and I'm reminded of that famous expression. I don't know who said it, that famous quote. It was by somebody who said that if you can be an adult, but you can see the world through the lens of a young person or a child, that's really like something special. That's what you want to be. Because what most people do is they let traumatic experiences like failure, defeat, being stabbed in the back, whatever it could be, not getting a promotion at work, failing an exam at school, and they get traumatized by these events. And then what they end up doing is they can't disconnect and realize that that's a one-off solo event, single event. And then they don't realize that you can't apply that to every proceeding event or circumstance that happens in that person's life. We all do it to a certain extent. It's part of being human. It's part of emotional bias. But some people are much worse at it than others. That for sure is quite evident. So for example, if you've been in a toxic relationship, if you're a girl and you've been in a bad relationship with a certain guy, then let's face it, if you be honest, most guys you meet after that, that's always going to be colouring or at the forefront of all emotions and things at play. And then say you're in medical school, for example, and you fail an exam. And I see this all the time with students, like one event literally makes people go batshit crazy. And it's like, what the hell? It's one event, you know. Someone will literally get unlucky on one exam, and then it's like, I'm not allowed to leave the house. I can't go chill with my friends. I can't go for a drink. I can't go to the cinema. It's like, no, I'm going to lock myself away for the next 20 freaking days. Act like a social retard. Because that's what I believe is going to bring me about a better result. It's absolute fucking insanity. And I think social media has a really big role to play in this. Because a lot of people, I'm from the generation now, I'm like coming up to 27, where I grew up, I was one of the first users of the internet. You know, I'm really grateful for that. But we came a bit too early when it came to social media. So there's a bit of a disconnect between, say, people who are my age, 26, 27, and people that are like 21, 22, 23 now. And I really see it on people, because people that were born like 1994, 1995 onwards, they're a lot more clued on to social media. And they're a lot more involved in it. And it's kind of like water for them. They really use it inside and out. But that definitely comes with a lot of positives and negatives, a lot of negatives, for sure. One thing that I've just realized a lot that now that I'm involved in social media is that social media is not actually a real thing. It's completely fake. And most people don't know this. So they end up getting used by social media. What you see on Instagram, on Snapchat, it's not a real true representation of events. And there's a lot of room for misrepresentation. And if you're smart, as people are, you can actually do a lot with it. But most people don't actually know that. So they're basically just pawns in a game. So what ends up happening is you have a lot of people today who have like 1,000, say, subscribers or whatever, followers on Instagram. But they are basically the master of nothing. They don't actually have a single friend. And it doesn't take a genius to work out why. Whereas you've got other people who are not so clued on to like these social platforms. But they can count on one hand, literally one person that they can rely on for everything important. So social media can actually be really dangerous, and it can be just like watching films and watching Netflix and binge watching stuff can be kind of dangerous. Being too heavily invested in social media, it can also be really, really dangerous. But back to cynicism, yeah, I think really this podcast, I just wanted to put a shout out there to people to make people realize that be careful about approaching circumstances and situations through the lens of maybe a former bad experience. At the end of the day, most things in life, they're not actually related. And it's our own minds and our own faculties that make us cloud our judgment. We often see things that are not really there, and that's really freaking important. So I hope you've taken some benefit from this podcast today. I'll try and hopefully make a few more. I've not been recording in some time, but I like to have my thoughts put together when I record. That's why I've not been recording recently.